Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is bang that like button like it's Sydney Sweeney in a sundress, so that it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's gonna know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. And now on with the memes. Number one, does Taylor Griff look middle-aged to you here? She's over 30 but looks like she's over 40. The only thing that's fresh about her is her daily makeup routine. It shows you just how much makeup hides the aging process. She already looks like your average Slavic cashier here that's 40 and spent. She's also mid. We all know that Travis Kelce could have a different 10 every night of the week. His relationship with her makes no sense. Up next, this woman starved her 4-year-old son to his end, after recording him begging for bread, and there she is stone-faced as she's sentenced to 25 years in prison, while breastfeeding another baby in court. Some people say throw in prison. Others say all she has to do is spend 1 minute in this nice wood chipper here, which I don't condone. But it is cheaper than the taxpayers covering room and board for the next 25 years. Maybe just starve her while allowing people to walk by her cell and laugh at her. Number three, should women be the ones proposing? In this case, two are fat and the other two are probably old and desperate. I hope they asked his parents for permission first. Guys need to say no because they'll get screwed when these women decide to leave them. One of my ex-girlfriends proposed. I said yes and then a few weeks later broke it off with her. Women will try and trap you when they think that you're about to leave them. As far as I'm concerned, there's only one reason for a woman to be on her knees. If I were these guys, I'd say no and complain about the quality of the ring. Moving on is Sage, and she says that if you vote for Trump, there's no way we're going to hump. Your terms are acceptable, lady. But seriously, this is a pro-Trump ad if I've ever seen one. But speaking of hump, she's probably too heavy to jump. It's like voting for Trump is an inoculation against these sorts of tarts. She said hump by the ocean and she's overweight. Oh boy, that certainly is a whale of a tale. Number 5, it's 1987, and which one of these are you watching? I choose Predator and RoboCop depending on which lineup was longer. Then again, since I've seen all of these films, I'd probably just be hanging out in Radio Shack, trying to demo an Amiga. The movies from the 80s and 90s were great all the way up until somewhere in the mid-2000s, before the advent of YouTube, Netflix, and social media. Up next, 500,000 men dead in Ukraine, but let's not forget women are most affected due to declining mental health rates. This one looks pretty happy about all the attention she's getting with this article. I'm also surprised that the article didn't say that their OF money was going down and that they don't get as many matches on Tinder anymore. Boo-hoo. This woman should just go to Poland and look for the man of her dreams there like the other Ukrainian princesses. Number 7, what would you do in this situation? One guy says he would slam her and then turn magically retarded in front of her before disappearing. But if he disappears, then she'll marry his dad anyway on the rebound, and he'll still be born. How's that for a time traveler's paradox? An even weirder paradox is from the film Predestination. A guy goes back in time and smashes a female version of himself and gets himself pregnant. Probably every trans person's fantasy. Moving on, Japan is dealing with the invasive raccoon population 40 years after bringing it into the country. But why would anyone bring trash pandas to Japan? Apparently people kept them as pets and they got loose. But it makes me wonder if the ADL demanded that the raccoons be imported too. But seriously, I think the Japanese answer to this problem is just to get a recipe book. Number 9, a 32-year-old mom weeps as she's cleared of smashing some 14-year-old after claiming she thought he was only 16. I wonder if a man like R. Kelly would have been cleared of doing the same thing. Oh, that's right, he wasn't. The only reason she probably was crying in court was because of the joy of getting away with it. Looks like female privilege strikes again. The judge probably just didn't want the state supporting her kids. Up next, here's the growth between hospital administrators versus physicians. It's going to be great when AI gets rid of both of these groups because they're both really about sick care instead of health care. Hopefully AI will replace all of government jobs too. If it doesn't, then Bitcoin will wreck the currency and governments won't be able to print money to pay for their bureaucracies anymore. I can't wait for this future. The unproductive won't be able to steal from the productive anymore. Number 11, the Russian cafe called Cafe Smile has been harvesting women's breast milk to make their famous milk-infused lattes. It's funny how we all find that gross, but we still drink from a cow or a goat. What's next? Male-enriched yogurt? Or women adding their cherry juice to pancakes or ice pops? I'd try this, but I'd make sure that the person providing the milk was a woman and not a trans woman, and that there was an STD test first. Moving on, a wonderful woman divorces her husband after he refuses to abandon their Down syndrome baby. This is female psychology at its finest. Why don't they show her face in this article? If a man had abandoned his kid, they would plaster his face all over this place. Number 13 is Cardi B with and without makeup. Looks like she's got the angelic face of Lizzo. But seriously, she looks like a 3 and probably needs permanently applied makeup on her face. But at least she can go in public without people realizing who she is when her makeup is off. Imagine going home with the woman on the left and waking up to the woman on the right. Up next, Sarah Lewis says that racial bias is built into photography. Yes, because light is now racist too. Maybe it's all about that white light supremacy. Maybe we should make the flash bulbs black so they don't emit any racist light at all. This isn't the first time that they've said something like this. Apparently Fast Company said the same thing last year. By this same logic, the sun discriminates against white people. I guess it's racist too. Number 15, here are millennials wishing that house prices would crash, but they won't. Too much of the boomers' money is tied up in housing, and they plan on screwing younger generations on the way out of their own meat suits. Besides, housing isn't increasing. The dollar is simply decreasing. The price of houses in Bitcoin, gold, and tech stocks has been falling. There aren't enough houses being built, and there are illegal migrants trying to fill the empty ones. America's young need to look to Canada and Australia as the future of unaffordable housing. Moving on, speaking of Canada, one men's shelter opened up there, and feminists lost their mind. They defunded it and drove Earl Silverman, the owner, to his end. But the federal and provincial governments forced him to close because he was denied public funds. If I had millions one day, I'd open up a shelter like this and make the feminists lose their mind as I self-fund. Number 17, looks like the 4B movement in Korea has come to the West, and women have begun to stop dating men and having babies, which will lead to population crash. Men going their own way has been going on a lot longer, but women are copying it. Because they're chameleons and it's going to crash fertility rates as a result. Now you know why the elites are so afraid of MGTOW. Yes, ladies, go your own way. Because us men don't care. But you, on the other hand, do care when we walk away. Up next, the Pentagram says that 77% of Americans are too fat, mentally ill, or on drugs to join the military. But don't worry. Robots will be fighting for the military soon. Then again, my Roomba can't navigate a cord and gets stuck on it somehow, yet it's somehow going to be fighting in warfare. Maybe I'm a little bit premature. If they bring back the draft, then you know what to do to avoid to have to fight in the military. Just become an alcoholic or pack on 100 pounds. Number 19, if we're really wrong about women, then they don't actually need to censor us. So I guess you now know why they want to get rid of the manosphere. Women's only power throughout history has been destroying men's social relationships. They seem to go for our hearts if we reveal too much truth about them. But they've made themselves unlovable, so their ability to manipulate our hearts is now irrelevant. Moving on, the only reason the corporations are promoting Pride Month is because they want money from the demographic of childless perverts that have tons of disposable income. I first saw this 25 years ago and was disgusted how the big banks in Toronto are trying to get the business of gay people. Companies are something of homosexuals themselves when Pride Month hits. Number 21, the black police officers that ended the black man Tyre Nichols were supposedly driven by racism. Yes, this is black-on-black racism. I'm sick and tired of all this gaslighting. They will argue that black police are just white-adjacent or something crazy like that. The funny thing is, though, I was told by the media that black people cannot be racist. And now they're saying something different. What to believe? What to believe? Up next, Aiden Ross is branded as sick and creepy for watching his sister's Lonely Fools content. This sounds like Sweet Home Alabama. Gee, I wish I had a sister that I could subscribe to her OF, and then send her pictures to our parents unless she started doing me favors. People say this is fake, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's real. Number 23, NPCs believe that men aren't entitled to sex from women. Some guy responds by saying that women aren't entitled to men's attention, resources, and protection. But unfortunately, with our tax system, women are still entitled to men's money. Simps and white knights get upset when men don't give up their time and money to women for nothing in return. It's like they believe women have the right to friendzone us or something. Moving on, Nicola Coolin demanded a nude Bridgerton scene in order to get back at body shamers. Thanks, Nicola. Now I know to avoid this show. This isn't the flex she thinks it is because her marketplace value has now gone down not only because of her weight, but because of nudity. She's probably just doing this for attention because she's got a pretty face, but that's not enough to get the attention from men that she wants anymore. If she lost the weight, she would be stunning. Number 25 and the last one is the difference between Instagram and reality. You always meet the best version of her online or in the club. But as soon as it's time to meet her in real life under proper lighting conditions, it won't be the same girl you thought it would be. She instantly transforms from Babe into Broomhilda. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.